Introduction to Reflections on the Engagement at Matane Bridge. People's perceptions of war are shaped by their own combat experiences. Besides academic fieldwork as a researcher in several insurgencies, my own perceptions are derived from my service as an Australian infantry officer, as an advisor with conventional and special forces in Southeast Asia and the Middle East, and later as a civilian advisor in Iraq and Afghanistan. The chapter that follows describes one early combat experience from the UN-approved stabilization intervention following the Timorese vote for independence from Indonesia. I wrote this report in early 2000 in a classified version and finalized it in 2003 as an unclassified combat action monograph for the Australian Army History Unit. The writing of combat monographs by returning field officers as a means to capture the micro detail of combat has a long tradition. It goes back at least as far as the classic Infantry in Battle, compiled by the U.S. Army Infantry School after World War I and edited by the future Chief of Staff of the Army and later Secretary of State, George C. Marshall. In adapting to counterinsurgency, combat monographs like this one can play a valuable role in augmenting formal lessons-learned systems. The chapter describes and analyzes a minor but highly sensitive skirmish on the frontier of East and West Timor, in which Australian forces encountered Indonesian army and police forces and their militia proxies, guerrilla fighters who opposed the international intervention, but whose campaign never developed into a full-blown insurgency. I have discussed the overall intervention campaign in general terms elsewhere. This chapter dissects one incident in great detail, makes observations, and draws lessons from experience. I should emphasize that these are personal observations only, recorded at the time. The details of this particular combat engagement are less important than the illustration of method. The point is to illustrate the usefulness of collecting data from field personnel as immediately as possible after a combat action, before micro details and nuances become tidally rearranged in the minds of participants, and to allow researchers and analysts an opportunity to develop the detailed understanding of combat as it actually is, rather than how it ought to be, as a basis for adaptation. Although this UN-approved campaign was not a full-blown counterinsurgency, largely because skillful maneuvering by the Australian Force Commander, General Peter Cosgrove, prevented it from becoming one, its lessons are directly relevant to today's campaigns. It shared many characteristics: ethnic conflict, religious and sectarian violence, regional separatism, the interplay of stabilization with reconstruction and combat operations, with conflicts in Afghanistan and Iraq. At the level of junior commanders, many lessons and observations that are relevant to peace enforcement or stabilization operations like these in Timor also directly translate to counterinsurgency. While the incident described was neither my first nor my last experience of infantry combat, it illustrates some of the kinds of experience that my generation of officers, the generation who learned their trade in peace operations, rapid deployment interventions, and small wars in the 1990s, have brought to bear in understanding the new counterinsurgency era in Iraq and Afghanistan. It also provides some field-level context for Chapter 3's discussion of Indonesian counterinsurgency tactics in Timor.